Hi,
nice to meet you. Okay, so I'll just grab my guitar. Is it hot as Hades up there, or?
Sarah Lee Guthrie is as friendly and folksy a presence as you might expect from the granddaughter of Woody Guthrie. With long, curly black hair and bare feet, she bounds through the Guthrie Center, a former church that carries on the music and education that Woody started.
I've been having some hard traveling, I thought you knowed. I've been having some hard traveling way down the road.
I've come to Woody Guthrie in a kind of roundabout way. I didn't know too much growing up.
Sarah Lee, who's 33, never met Woody. He died of Huntington's disease in 1967 after several decades of writing folk ballads like This Land Is Your Land or Hard Travelin' and speaking out on behalf of unions and the poor.
Way over in that union burying ground.
I actually heard more about the icon than I did Grandpa. My dad didn't really talk to us directly about Woody, but I would sit at the bottom of the stairs while he was doing interviews and listen to the stories he would tell.
Little did she know that Woody Guthrie had already been part of her childhood and millions of others.
I didn't know he wrote Put Your Finger in the Air. I didn't know that he wrote, all of these songs that we learned in preschool and in elementary school. And by the time I was 12, it was like, oh yeah, your grandfather wrote that. And I'm thinking, oh my God, like, why don't I know that? I feel so in the dark here. So I kind of took it upon myself to learn a bit more.
I ain't got no home, I'm just a roaming round.
Over the years, Sarah Lee mined the Woody Guthrie Archives, a nonprofit her aunt Nora Guthrie established to preserve Woody's music and lyrics.
I have a lot of Woody in me, actually, and I think it's because especially these shows, these tours with my dad and my whole family doing some of the Woody Guthrie stuff, I've just got pretty close to him. I never had that before. And so as I was, I worked with his lyrics that came out of the Smithsonian Archives. And when I opened that folder, it was like he just kind of jumped out of it. And we've been hanging out ever since.
She's learned many of his famous tunes, like this favorite of hers.
Well, I ain't got no home, I'm just a-ramming around. Just a wandering worker, I go from town to town. The police make it hard wherever I do go. Now I ain't got no home in this world anymore.
Sarah Lee has also set some of Woody's lyrics to her own music as part of a folk singing duo with her husband, Johnny Irian.
I was sitting in my little living room and I opened up the folder and I had the recording stuff all ready and I was like, oh, I love this lyric. It's called Go Wagaloo. And it looks like the story of his life. And so I immediately saw the notes bouncing around the room into a melody that just kind of went like, went like this. Ha ha, go waggy waggy, hey hey, go waggaloo. Ha ha, go waggy waggy, hee hee, go waggaloo. In this world of spirtulation, hey hey, go waggaloo. I was born by quick decision, hee hee, go waggaloo. My mother was a Dublin trouble.
Sarah Lee Guthrie says she used to be ambivalent about her family pedigree. As a musician, she didn't want to appear to be cashing in on her grandfather's iconic status or her father Arlo's counterculture fame. But she's come to appreciate the enduring influence of her predecessors.
I think the influence on me is I do actually feel a responsibility, not so much politically as much as, you know, just thinking of the whole human race. And, you know, politics have just gotten so hard to manage. And it's really hard for somebody, I think, of my generation to even feel like we can do much about that. But every once in a while, I get that surge that says, you know what, you've got to do it.
She wrote the song Hurricane Window after her family traveled to Louisiana to help survivors of Hurricane Katrina, something she imagines Woody might have done.
Standing in a hurricane window, watching the rain come down. Big old house on the sliver by the river, hoping that I don't drown. I feel it more and more these days, and my music shows that a little bit. Sometimes I can't even take credit for my own songs. I think somebody else wrote them and I just ended up writing them down. And I'd like to think that Woody kind of helps me out with that.
You gotta give them hell before you get any help.
The Guthrie Family Reunion performs this Saturday, Woody Guthrie's 100th birthday, at the Green River Festival in Greenfield. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.
Down in the old Ninth Ward, a punching bag for his lifeboat, during and after the storm.